TH continued whatever I was going about. The important role of the intellectuals, that they are, as I said, in India, Brahmanas, you know, they're really wise people who are having deeper knowledge and true knowledge and not speaking the truth. And if they're not sure that it's the truth, or in any case, being able to debate and discuss and improve that understanding of the truth in cooperation with other like-minded intellectuals. You know, I would say that that's how a healthy academia would work. Now, for instance, I want to know, and there's one man running a YouTube channel, Judge Napolitano, if you know him, is a New York judge. He's inviting, for instance, his professor, Gilbert Doctorow, who is an international affairs analyst, author, and historian. So he's an expert in international politics and what's going on in the world. He gives his analysis in a very professor-like, intellectual, actually looks like a really one of those honest scientists, old-fashioned, which there are some, which we should respect, who we should respect too, that simply speak the truth, and sometimes they are wrong, but they just try to present the truth, not according to what someone has told them, someone with money, that they are allowed to talk about and not, and what they should say about it, and what their opinion should be, and what kind of research, proof, and conclusions they have come to, which they haven't really, but or leaving out the other, you know, this kind of control that is going on a lot among, you know, in the academic world. Shame on you, Brahmanas, pundits, intellectuals, if you are has sold yourself out to that. You should, if you want to work as intellectual knowledge guides of humans, of your fellow humans, and you can become very respected and get the Nobel Prize and this and that, whatever that means. But this requires a sacrifice, and that is that you are able to and ready to and courageous enough to, if needed, living simple, even poor according to the general standards, and to speak the truth even if it makes you unpopular, even if you lose your job, which is not so easy, right? If you have a family and you have children and they're depending on you, so therefore, you know, in old India, for instance, they used to be monks who could just completely stand on their own feet and therefore could speak the truth and no one could control them. I think that's a pretty beautiful thing. So that, I would say, things today stand and fall with that. How many are looking at YouTube at what these experts, I mean, they are really experts. They know what they're talking about. And they dare to speak freely because they are retired and, you know, they are not depending on anyone anymore. Those are the people we should listen to. And some of them, you know, there was one man having worked his whole life in a high government position. I forgot what it was. I can put his name somewhere. 95 or 4 years old, speaking. And what a wise and mature perspective he gave on the situation of the world today. And the same that, I mean, all of these that I have listened to, similar people, you know, old professors and military people retired from up there in the top, they're giving the same picture, same understanding, which I accept because you can see it's based on facts. And you can hear that they know what they are talking about. Some of them, you know, this very old man, he was living during the Second World War. And all of them live, you know, were part of the Vietnam War and some even the Korea War. Some, we're talking about important sources of knowledge, so to speak, wisdom sources, because aging, having gone through an entire life and then being older and wiser and free to speak out, that's something nice. So I will put, I think, links here to different such people that you can check out if you want to understand what's going on in the world today.